is the post-match pint after Liverpool have got themselves a 4-2 victory in Nashville, Geodis Park, against Sunderland. A game of two halves, because they make all the subs, so that's the way it works, Keo. It's me, Kieran Molyneux, I've got Craig Cannon as well. I'll start off me and you, Keo. First and foremost, there was a lot to enjoy in the second half in particular. I think the first half, Liverpool were trying to play forward, but it was a Sunderland side before they made all the changes, so it was a bit more stuck in the mud. But that second half, I thought, you got to see a lot of, not just the young players, I thought a lot of Liverpool's players were able to play with a lot of enthusiasm, with a lot of enjoyment, and Liverpool win the second half 3-1, playing some good stuff.
Yeah, I thought they got better as the game went on, to be honest. Some of the young players put on a really good performance. I was impressed with Kieran Morrison, but he was really good. It was interesting how long he got on the pitch as well. There was a lot of changes at half-time, but Lee gets about 67, 68 minutes there, which means that he all had a good look on him on the right-hand side, which is a position that we're not stacked for options at the minute, so that was interesting. But like, I just watched Dom Szoboszlai strike a ball near all day long. I think he's one of the best strikers of the ball in the club's history. And that goal, the keeper doesn't see a lot of it. But I think that's why he hits it. I think he knows the keeper's not going to see a lot of it. And he bends it out into the top corner. It's such a good strike. But the other goals are good as well. Kieran Morrison takes his goal really well. The Kumas one, it's a great touch and finish. So plenty of positives to take from it. And the most importantly, Liverpool get off to a winning start under Andoni Iriola.
Yeah, that is, you know, it's a big part of it. You know, you want to get to sort of enjoy that and see that. But I thought, for me, what I most liked about it was just the desire to play forward, the desire to carry it, take a couple of chances. I thought that was in there all the way through. You can argue their goal, the cracker from Lefay, comes from McConnell overplaying a little bit. And there's not the structure behind to protect. But at least it came from a little bit of playing. I was pleased to see it, as I say, because I keep coming back to the fact it wasn't a lot of fun towards the back end of last season. If you take the Hill Dickinson results out, it was 2 months of very turgid football, and seeing it feel, having it feel a little bit different, a little bit better, is really important.